Good evening, punters. Mug here. Just thought I'd touch base and let you know where we're at for the season. And yeah, not good news, I'm afraid, for all the loyal listeners. It's been a long and enjoyable summer, and I've recently connected with the Pope in particular, who's been on the program for the last 3 years. I was 80% on not doing the program, and for a few reasons, which I'll go into in a moment. And when I spoke to the Pope, he was Pope. Congratulations to the Pope too, by the way. The Pope's just had a beautiful baby boy, so congratulations to the Pope. And for that reason, he's decided to opt out for this year as well. Mother and Statsman, I'm sure, would have come along for the journey along the way, but I guess the decision sort of sits mainly with myself and also with Pope as to whether we were going to go ahead this year. So, look, not going ahead. There is a few reasons for that. It's been a long run. I mean, we've been doing this thing for 5 years, so we've been pretty much pumping out 30 episodes a year since 2019, when Logical and myself first started up the podcast. And there's some listeners on this podcast that have been with us since that time. So, that was part of the reason I wanted to come on here and speak, to everyone, but in particular to the guys that have been with us for a long time. And thank you for your loyal support. You know, back when we first started up, there wasn't a lot in the space. You know, there was, from recollection, the only one that was talking a little bit of sense around betting was a Crown Bet podcast that was done by Dicko and Jacob, someone who was from Champion Data. I can't recall his surname, and they were putting out some okay content, but they were sponsored by Crown Bet. You know, there was no independent podcast for AFL betting that was coming to you with a bit of knowledge back behind it. So, Logical, for those that know him in his real life, is and has been one of the leading bookmakers in this country for a long time, and he definitely came from a place of authority, and then handed over the baton to myself from an AFL perspective. We spent a year on Little Birdie through the COVID year. You guys might remember that, and then Pope came back and joined us, and we went back with Dicko on the mailbag for a year, and then the last 2 years has been myself, Pope, and the Modler. Huge shout out to the Modler, who's been a big part of the program, and of course Statsman has been jumping in for the last couple of years as well, and it's been great to have his input into the show. So yeah, a few things have changed for myself over the last few months. I've moved the family, lived a bit of a dream, really, to move back down to the coast, which is something that I've always wanted to do. I've had a bit of a change of career as well, which now allows me to work full time from home. So yeah, living by the beach, working from home, and that's one of the big reasons for not doing the podcast, to be honest. So I think we've shared over the journey, myself and Logical were really keen surfers, and that's how this podcast actually first came to be. You know, we'd always talk about punting on our drives down the coast, and yeah, now I'm living it. I have the opportunity to get up early in the morning before work and go for a surf, and that's, I've loved punting, but that's my real passion, and I can do that. It makes it really difficult, and I know a lot of the loyal listeners have heard me complain about the times of games and staying up late and all that sort of stuff. But it makes it pretty difficult to lead an early morning riser lifestyle when you're staying up till 11, 11:30, with the heart pounding pretty hard, punting thousands on games of football, which is now what is it, 3 nights a week, most of the time. So that has played a big part of my decision to pull the pin is the fact that I just can't do the late nights anymore. Then obviously with the podcast night, that usually ends up being a bit of a later one. And then also to my Sunday night preparation when I'm doing my lines and all that sort of stuff. So it's a bit of a lifestyle choice to just make sure that I'm getting into bed early, listeners. So that's part of it. Little bit of it too is, I guess, just being connected to the family. And I'm sure, for the dads with kids or young kids, you try to role model good behavior, and sometimes when the missus is into you about, it's little Johnny's doing this, and you're trying to put a bet on your phone while so I'm sure everyone can relate to those types of moments where you just have to duck off to the toilet to put a bet on and all that. And I guess I do have to be a little bit conscious of that now that the kids are getting a little bit older, that can't be on my phone punting as much as maybe what I have been able to get away with in the past. But guys, a couple of shout outs. First of all, I just wanted to say big thanks to Logical for starting this journey with me and getting this thing going. Big shout out to the Pope, who has been an absolute massive part of this program for the last 3 years. To the Modeler, guys, I don't know if there's a when it comes to computer science and actually modeling results and coming up with a predictive model, I'm not sure there's too many better in the caper than the Modeler. So, mate, thank you for all your contributions, and to the Stats Man as well, who's brought a different flavor to the podcast, particularly with his futures stuff, and also he had a great final series, particularly with the Sam Walsh result last year, and a lot of his prop stuff was top notch, as well as his week to week insight from years and years of experience from his side. And lastly, well, not lastly, actually, I've got more to come, but Tristan and the Top Sport team, Top Sport have been a great partner of ours over the last couple of years. Tristan's just put out some content recently talking about the industry and where Top Sport's currently at. And it's a shame that they've been forced to almost change their model a little bit, because I think everyone would recognize that Top Sport has been one of the best. They'll take on most guys, like they're happy to lay the spandoules, which has been great for a lot of punters over many years. But they're facing challenges in terms of their taxation and have to look at their turnover. But Tristan is a man of absolute integrity. Always takes my call when I ring, and has been a terrific sponsor of this program. So I wanted to say thank you to Tristan and the Top Sport team for helping support us in these last couple of years. And then lastly, guys, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to the listeners. It's really given us a lot of pleasure and a lot of drive to know that there's a lot of people out there that are listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, hopefully improving their punting and also winning some money. And I've had so many messages, even in the last few days, just sort of saying, "Where's the podcast? We love the podcast." Big shout out to the guys from my email that I did last year. I've had quite a few of those guys reaching out saying, "Love the email from last year." At this stage, boys, just because I'll be cutting down on the content of AFL that I'll be taking in, I won't be doing that. But yeah, just wanted to say thank you to all the loyal listeners, to all the people that that have interacted with us over the last 5 years. We've loved every minute of bringing it to you. I'm not saying that this is a forever thing. What I'm just saying is that we will take a year off, and I am going to be injecting my energies into other projects, which in time, when I get things a little bit more established, I'll actually let some of you guys know what I'm doing, because some of you have been following my bets in this area in the sporting landscape for a long time. A few of you might want to follow my bets elsewhere in other markets. We'll leave that till a little bit later on. Guys, I'll leave it at that. Thank you again for everyone who has contributed and listened. And as they say, in 2024, gamble responsibly, but more importantly, gamble to win.